Track 1. The picnic site by the car park. Grid reference SK072992. Okay, so what's this trail all about? Well, despite the tame appearance of this picnic site, this is a journey through some truly fabulous landscapes. Landscapes that have been exploited and enjoyed for thousands of years. Today it is in need of drastic help, and we're heading for the moors to see how the Moor Life Project is putting the natural life back into the place. And at the basis of it all is the black stuff of Black Hill, peat. The Moor Life Project, delivered by Moors for the Future Partnership, has received a massive grant from the EU in order to protect, conserve. Look, I tell you what, there are 12 stops along this 9-mile trail, and it's quite a long story, so why don't I tell you about it as we go? Let's head past the toilet block on your left, worth remembering, past the campsite, turning left onto a lane, and before you know it, a wooden signpost pointing right, with words to make your heart sing. The Pennine Way. The first half of today's trail would normally be the daunting day two for hikers attempting the whole of this iconic footpath. They'd be setting out from the campsite here or from the enlarged YHA hostel, which you'll see below you as you climb the side of the valley. It's a challenging ascent to the top of Black Hill, but a whole lot easier than it used to be, thanks to some fine conservation work, as you'll be seeing later. But for now, OS map? Compass, waterproofs or sun cream, strong boots, food and drink. Really, don't leave without these. You'll need them. Okay, feeling fit? Let's go find our Pennine Way and the Moor Life Project site at Black Hill. Its history from black to green and the amazing techniques planned to help save our moors for the future.